Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. Can I speak to a supervisor, please?
I'm a supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, so on Saturday, I spoke to George, and he said that he said he was a supervisor as well. He said that a customer has a washer and dryer being installed tomorrow, and they also have a haul away. Someone just called her today and said that they won't be able to haul away the old units. But on Saturday when I called to confirm, he said that there's no problem. Everything will be able to be hauled away. So I just want to see what's going on. I have the PO number.
Yes, I would need that, please, and the store number.
The store number is 2671, and then the PO is 714-982-282.
You said 714-982-82. Customer's name and address?
Laura Addy, 1 Horton Drive, Norton, Mass., 02766.
All right. Thanks for verifying that. I have the Home Depot installation scheduled for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't see any notes here where the customer was contacted and stated that they weren't going to haul away. I can see George's notes where he spoke with you.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, she said she just got a call earlier and they said that they weren't going to haul it away because it's unitized or something like that, or it's like two units stacked. They said they didn't have enough room in their truck.
Okay. Yeah, if that's the case, then, that's with the service provider. So if they don't have enough room in the truck to haul away those stackables because they have other units on there that they have to go and install.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we could reschedule the haul away if the customer would still like it to be hauled away.
But the thing is, this haul away has been scheduled, so how did they not account for the spaces that were going to be for the haul away?
Okay, ma'am, they don't know how many orders they're going to have for that day, and they don't know how many appliances are the other customers are ordering. So we don't just because this one customer has the stackable unit and wants it installed and hauled away, I mean, we have no, the techs or us have no power or control over that.
That doesn't make sense, though. Like, why would you create multiple orders with haulaways and not know? Like, wouldn't it make sense to, like, see, okay, we have this many haulaways, we have this much that we have to take away. We have to, I don't know, like, that doesn't, I don't think that makes sense. If someone scheduled a haulaway and they paid for a haulaway, like, and
okay.
I called on Saturday, too, and I asked to confirm, and he said yes, so that's why the customer is frustrated.
Okay, he did confirm that. He said, as long as there are no liabilities, the service should be done. So in this case, if the customer was contacted, the customer was contacted by the installation team, not by us. So if the install team advised the customer of that, then I can't go over that.
That's still not making any sense.
Okay, I don't know if you understand that they're not going to do that haul away on tomorrow because there's not enough room on their truck with the other appliances. There's no other way I can explain it to you, ma'am, but that's the reason why the customer was contacted. You said that yourself. That's why they called and told her that.
Okay, I do understand that they said they didn't have any room, but I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense because
yeah, you're saying it doesn't make any sense, but I can't explain it. I mean, that's it. That you just advised me that the customer was contacted. I didn't know the customer was contacted. You're giving me this information. And I'm confirming that when you spoke to George on Saturday, George did notate the account, and he said something about the situation with the stairs. Okay, that's not even an issue. The issue is, like you said, the message that they left for the customer is just not enough room in their truck to haul away with the other appliances that they have.
Okay. Can I speak to like a manager or something?
Okay, I am a supervisor, so you would like to speak to another supervisor about the same situation?
There's not a manager. There should be someone higher.
Yes, ma'am, it is. I just wanted to confirm that you want to speak with someone higher than me about the same situation. Okay, one moment.
No problem. Yep.
And you did say you said the customer was contacted by someone and told that the haul away would not take place?
Yeah.
Okay. So did they tell the customer they wouldn't be able to do the haul away the same day, or they just said they wouldn't be able to do the haul away at all?
They just said they wouldn't be able to haul it away.
Okay. And I do apologize for that hold. Oh, hold on one moment. Let me get some more of the customer's information in here. So they all have that. All right, again, I do apologize for that hold. I'm transferring you now, and thanks for calling XBL.
Okay, no problem.
All right.